Before I begin, I'm going to warn you that there will be spoilers. If you haven't seen 2017's Veronica, I recommend that you do so and come back. It is available to stream on Netflix and well worth the watch. Welcome, listeners, to another episode of the Bad Movie Bunny Podcast, where horror and thrillers are reviewed, but is the next scream that you hear your own. My name is Lisa, of the Bad Movie Bunny, and this episode features a movie that made me fussier and fussier about my ghost story and haunting flicks. I'm talking about that hair-raising of the bar that is Veronica. Written and directed by Paco Plaza, and starring Sandra Escasena. While we ask the burning question, is there any school basement safe for a seance? I'd like to note that this episode will be paired with a red blend wine, namely Aiolos, year 2019, and a product of Portugal. Now, alright, now, what does this label say? Alright, red wine. Aiolos is inspired by the vivid colors and flavors of Portugal. The wine has a bright ruby red color, yes it does, with lively fruit notes, yeah, there's a few of them, very smooth on the palate with soft, round tannins, and a harmonious finish. Half a glass will do me. I got this at Trader Joe's. And our movie is set in Madrid, Spain, not too far away. The movie begins with sirens. It's 1991, and emergency services are called to a Madrid home. They find weird things within the otherwise modest apartment. Namely, scared kids, one of whom screams about something coming to get them before the line goes dead in more ways than one. Cut to 3 days prior. A 15-year-old girl named Veronica is mourning the recent death of her father, as her mother works long hours to support the family. This leaves her as the oldest to take care of the younger siblings on top of school and other teen pressures such as peers and parties. Veronica's close friend Rosa has been hanging out with Diana, another classmate who was held back a year and is a little wilder, I guess you could say. A bit older, more likely to experiment with makeup and cut class, and head to the basement to mess around with a Ouija board during a solar eclipse. Rosa was hanging out with Diana and gets Veronica to let her tag along in ducking out of a class gathering on the roof of the school to view this eclipse to summon spirits. Diana wanted to summon the spirit of a boyfriend that died in a motorcycle accident, while Veronica tries to reach out to her father. The three girls are curious, but do they really expect this to work? This is a horror movie, so the board responds to them right away. The glass they are using gets hot, so Diana and Rosa pull back right away, where Veronica, like a trooper, I guess, holds on. When the eclipse happens, the glass shatters and cuts her finger hard enough to make her bleed on the board, which is later found broken in half after mishaps and jump scares finding flashlights. Nothing ominous about that, right? Veronica becomes still and unresponsive, whispering repeatedly before screaming. Innocent class cutting fun, right? That and an iron deficiency with a sign of low blood pressure is what the school nurse diagnoses when Veronica wakes up in her office. However, this isn't the end of the paranormal goings-on. She ends up taking the broken board home with her. Placing it on the top of a bookshelf, it keeps falling to the floor. Marks appear on her body. She becomes unable to eat. Lights and sounds similar to the game Simon pop up in the apartment as doors close on their own. The weirdness hits a point where Rosa avoids her and opts to hang out with Diana, who also ostracizes her. Veronica sees her father in a more demonic form. And she gets desperate for answers, so it's back to the basement and a nun at her school, an older woman nicknamed Sister Death, who experienced paranormal visions when she was younger and blinded herself to stop seeing these spirits. After a sound scolding, Sister Death reminds Veronica that she has younger siblings in need of protection from whatever it is that's possessing her. She herself tries to exorcise the spirit through prayer and fails. At that point, Veronica picks up occult magazines that look like large periodicals. Yes, the librarian noticed the format. It was oversized. And after some study, tries to draw protective spirits around the house. The possessing spirit destroys them and attacks her little sister, who believes that it was Veronica choking her. That night, Veronica experiences nightmares where her siblings are not just eating after-school snacks, but her. She wakes to her first period, and her sister's making a mess, with her little brother telling her that their dad read to him and will tell them where he lives later tonight, oh dear. While cleaning the mess on her mattress, she finds the burned outline of a human form. She tries to hold another seance with Rosa and Diana, but house parties and booths are preferable to them. Plus, Veronica harshed the party vibe further at the first seance, as she was whispering repeatedly that she would die in 3 days. Yeah, I guess that's a big bummer for them. Really? Now she has to wrangle up young siblings and hope to hell they have the attention span for a seance. She has her littlest brother draw protective symbols on the walls. He draws the wrong one, so when she tries to say goodbye to the spirit, it is invoked instead. She ends up calling emergency services for help when things get out of hand, and after a look in the mirror, realizes that she's been possessed and attacking her siblings. Police arrive and find her being killed by an invisible force. Years later, the cops still can't figure out what happened. Veronica ranks among my favorite movies and sets a standard for which I have for ghost stories. Last Night in Soho is up there as well, maybe another episode. The premise is relatable in a young girl who had just lost a parent, finds herself taking care of siblings and household while her mom works around the clock, and this on top of school, friends, and general teen angst. She wants a little closure or comfort by way of the spirit world, her only shot at it. She opens herself up to something far worse, and the possession takes its toll on her body, mind, and social life. Yes, it's possible that Veronica would have lost her friend to, I guess, the cooler, quote-unquote, girl with access to co-ed house parties and alcohol, as opposed to Veronica having to take care of her younger siblings all the time, but come on. Sandra Escasena delivered a poignant performance as Veronica, but Consuelo Trujillo was downright eerie as the blind nun known as Sister Death. You believe that she blinded herself to try to stop the spiritual visions. There were good metaphors that marked the story. Glass broke, cutting Veronica when she was first possessed. A glass frame broke and cut the detective's hand when she died. This movie is loosely based on true events located in the district Puente de Vallecas in Madrid, Spain. In the early 1990s, Estefania Gutierrez Lazaro suffered seizures and hallucinations, even though her doctors couldn't find anything physically wrong with her. Her parents indicated that she'd been dabbling in the occult. Some also say she used a Ouija board to contact a boyfriend who died in an accident. Later, the girl was found dead in her room of unexplained causes. I was struck by the music Veronica was listening to in her Walkman. Turned out, this was from a gothic rock and post-punk band based out of Zaragoza, Aragon, Spain, called Heroes del Silencio. Active mostly in Europe and the Americas during the 1980s, breaking up around the mid-1990s. They did reunite for a 2007 reunion tour. All the same, it definitely worked for a movie that took place in 1991. The tracks included Maldito Duende, or Damn Goblin, and Hechizo, Spell, from their second studio album, Senderos de Tradición, released in 1990 and very popular in Spain, so I can see her saving birthday or allowance money to get that tape. And maybe not necessarily when it first came out, but by the time she was attacked by the spirit world and in need of comfort or familiar music, it was there. And if you look carefully, you'll see that Veronica has a poster of them in her room and was wearing one of their t-shirts in one scene. Very good choice on the movie's part. Now to answer the burning question. Is any school basement safe for a seance? Does it matter? You're likely cutting class. Are you safer within the spirit world or within an environment where a teacher will catch you and put you in detention? Then again, if that detention were run by a summoned spirit, things could get interesting. Thus ends this episode of the Bad Movie Bunny Podcast. If you'd like to find more content, you can visit my blog at www.badmoviebunnies.com or follow me on Twitter or Twitch as Bad Movie Bunnies. Until then, thank you for listening, and tune in next time. But before I bounce, here's a few words from the Prescribed Films Podcast Network. Thanks again, and check them out.
You're listening to the Prescribed Films Podcast Network, home to hundreds of hours of free podcast entertainment. The shows on this network all have a common goal, providing you with the best discussions about movies and other forms of entertainment media. The PFPN hopes to fill your earholes with audio joy. Visit our website with links to all the other amazing shows at www.thepfpn.com. Thanks for listening.